Jeff Dubry discovered the eagle while he and his son were hiking along Carlana Creek. They were on their way back a little after 8 in the evening, and they heard a rustling in the bushes. Dubry says his son reached for his pistol just in case it was a bear.
But we seen the white head, so just seen this eagle. And it kind of looked like it had a broken wing. I mean, it was all kind of, his wing was kind of tweaked. But we walked up to it, and it would just kind of close its eyes, and then its head would just drop. You know, we could tell something wasn't right.
The two called Alaska State Troopers and were directed to a state wildlife official. It was getting late, so they gave that official some directions, marked the location with reflective flagging, and went home. Shannon Janda is a veterinarian with Island to Island Veterinary Clinic. She says the business received a call on its after-hours emergency line letting them know about the eagle.
We went out there late last night, and it was still there, very weak, unable to stand up. We brought it back to the clinic and just administered some supportive care, some fluids and pain medications.
Janda also took x-rays and did some blood work. Luckily for the eagle, she has some experience treating birds.
I have worked at an avian and exotic practice for a number of years, so I'm pretty familiar with working with birds, so it wasn't too bad.
When capturing it, she says they used a towel to wrap the bird and thick gloves to maneuver it safely into a dog crate. Many people find such large birds intimidating, and Dubry admits it was a little disconcerting to be that close to a fully grown bald eagle.
You know, it opened up its wings, and it's got like a 6-foot wingspan, and I didn't know if it was going to jump up and start clawing at us or, you know, something like that, but it just was pretty docile, just kind of sat there and looked at us.
Janda says the eagle was severely dehydrated, but other than that, it's not immediately obvious what's wrong with it. There were no clear fractures and nothing showed up on the tests. Janda says it could be a parasite or the eagle may have ingested something poisonous. She hopes the Sitka Raptor Center will be able to rehabilitate the eagle and eventually release it. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.